Hey everyone. Have you ever felt like the second you master some new tech thing, there's a new one right behind it? It can be a lot to keep up with, especially for those of you who have been in tech for a while, like 20 plus years.
Yeah, like veterans in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're going to be diving into today, this whole idea of tech fatigue. And we're going to be looking at it from the perspective of these seasoned professionals. And we're going to be looking at this article from Cerebrix called Pasted Text
Sounds good.
to sort of unpack this a little bit more. So what we're really trying to understand here is how this constant evolution impacts people on a personal level.
Not just keeping up with the new iPhone or the new
Right. It's
whatever.
like the foundation of your expertise is changing.
Exactly. And so
Yeah.
the article had this example of a seasoned SQL database administrator.
Oh, yeah.
And so for years, this person's been like the go-to person for anything related to relational databases.
Right, like a master of their course.
And then
Yeah.
all of a sudden,
Right.
no SQL databases and data science frameworks
Oh, yeah.
enter the scene.
Yeah, completely
They're
different.
working on completely different
Wow,
principles.
like everything they knew.
And this person's whole expertise
Yeah.
is now being challenged.
Yeah. And are they even relevant anymore? It's
Like,
got to be a tough feeling.
is this what I know even relevant?
Yeah.
And that's where this tech fatigue comes in.
Right.
And it's not just being tired after a day of coding.
Right.
It's deeper than that. It's,
It's like an existential exhaustion almost.
It's this feeling of I need to constantly adapt.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because the research shows this isn't just anecdotal.
Yeah.
The numbers actually back this up.
Oh,
There
well.
was a Deloitte report
Okay.
that found 64% of professionals
Okay.
over the age of 45
Wow.
find this constant change in technology stressful.
That's a lot of people.
That's like two out of every three
Yeah.
experienced people in a room are feeling this way.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about the younger generation yet. Yeah.
And it's not just about technical skills. There's this
Yeah.
big emotional component to it.
Yeah, because you think about it, like if you've spent decades honing your skills, and then all of a sudden those skills are less valuable.
And so you might experience a sense of loss.
Yeah, or fear of failure. Yeah.
And that brings us to another really interesting point.
Okay.
So think about how we learn as people.
Okay.
We build upon prior knowledge, right? We create these frameworks in our minds.
Okay.
But for someone with 20 plus years of experience,
Right.
having to switch to a new technology that
Right.
works on completely different principles,
Yeah.
it's almost like you're having to unlearn
Just
everything.
like rewiring.
Yeah,
It's like a rewrain.
Yeah, you have to rewire your brain.
Yeah.
So there was this LinkedIn learning study, and they found that older professionals were sometimes hesitant
Okay.
to engage in new tech training.
Right.
And it wasn't that they didn't want to learn. It's just that the traditional ways of learning
Right.
just felt disconnected.
Yeah, they need like a targeted approach.
You need something different
Yeah.
when you're at that stage in your career.
Yeah, because it's like you've already climbed the mountain. Yeah.
And now the terrain is shifting.
Yeah, you need new tools. You need,
You need a new
yeah,
set of
thingy
tools.
map. Exactly. And then not to mention, you're surrounded by all these younger colleagues who are like,
Who are digital
yeah,
natives.
and they're picking it up like
Yeah,
Lucas.
It comes
Yeah.
so easily to them.
Yeah, it's like a whole other level of imposter syndrome.
You've built your career on being the expert.
Right, being the go-to person. And now you're in a room with people who are, right.
Speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, and it can make you feel really vulnerable. Yeah.
So it kind of feels like a bleak picture at this point.
Yeah.
But don't worry.
Yeah.
The article does offer some strategies to
Okay.
manage this
Okay.
that we'll get to next.
Okay, great. It's really about shifting our perspective a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on just this changing tech landscape,
Yeah.
what if we start recognizing all the amazing skills that seasoned professionals already have?
Oh, okay. So focusing on those core skills.
Exactly, the ones
The ones
that's.
that like go beyond any specific
Yes,
thing.
exactly. Things like problem solving, communication, critical thinking.
Those are like,
These are cornerstones of any successful tech career.
It doesn't matter what the tools or languages are, those
Exactly.
skills are.
Especially in a landscape where you need to adapt quickly. It's more valuable than ever.
It's like the foundation to build upon.
Exactly.
You might need to learn new things, but
Yeah.
if you can approach a problem logically, break it down, communicate it effectively.
Yes.
Those are your superpowers.
Those are the things that are going to help you
thrive
in this environment.
And you've seen trends come and go.
Exactly.
We've been there. You've seen how the tech industry evolved.
The cyclical nature of innovation.
Yeah.
You get it.
So how can seasoned professionals use those skills while navigating this crazy tech world?
Well, the first thing,
yeah,
the article had this advice, is to pick one skill at a time.
Okay.
Trying to learn everything at once is going to burn you out.
Right. That makes sense.
So instead, just pinpoint one thing
that's
relevant to your current role or
future
aspirations and just go all in on that one thing.
Okay. So it's like choosing a path in a forest.
Exactly.
You don't need to go down every single path.
You pick one and you follow it and you enjoy the journey
as
you go.
And as you get better at that one thing.
You get more confident.
Yeah, your confidence gets boosted.
Yeah.
You feel less overwhelmed.
Makes sense.
And then you could tackle the next thing.
Yeah. The article also talked about mentorship, but not in the traditional sense.
Oh, yeah. They talk about this idea of reverse mentorship.
Yeah, where the younger people.
Yes, exactly.
The younger colleagues
mentor
the more experienced ones.
Because they're like the digital natives.
Exactly. They've grown up with this technology.
They can teach us about
it. Yeah, they can share their expertise on the cloud AI.
Right, all that.
While you can offer your experience.
Right, in project management, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Like a win-win.
It's brilliant. It bridges that gap
between
generations.
Yeah, I've actually tried that. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Really injected a new level of energy into my learning.
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it fosters this culture of continuous learning.
Right. Everyone's learning.
Exactly.
Together.
It benefits everyone in the organization. Yeah. I love that. The article also mentioned advocating for age-inclusive training.
Yes.
Which I think is so important.
I completely agree.
It shouldn't be one size fits all.
Exactly. Seasoned professionals.
No, they need programs that...
They need programs that acknowledge their expertise.
Yeah.
And build on it.
Not treat them like they're...
Yeah, don't treat them like they're brand new to this.
Right. Like imagine a training program that was like...
Yeah.
Specifically for...
For experienced people.
Yeah, you could dive deep into these new technologies.
Exactly.
Share your insights, learn from others.
And it's a win-win for the company as well.
Absolutely.
Everyone benefits from that.
Okay, so now let's talk about the most important thing here.
Okay, what's that?
Mindset.
Mindset, yes.
Embracing a growth mindset.
Exactly. It's about viewing learning as a journey.
Okay.
Not a destination.
Okay. I like that.
You're always learning. You're always growing.
So be open to new challenges.
Yes. Be open to new challenges. Be willing to make mistakes.
Oh.
And recognize that setbacks are just opportunities to grow.
And that's where experience comes in.
Exactly. You've weathered the storms.
Yeah.
You've adapted to change.
Yeah. We've been through it.
You've learned from mistakes. You have this resilience.
Yeah.
You understand how this industry works.
We've got a black belt.
You have a black belt.
And adaptability.
And adaptability. Exactly.
So how can... seasoned professionals cultivate this mindset?
Well, it's about how we think about learning.
Oh, okay.
Instead of seeing it as a chore or
like,
I have to do this.
Yeah.
What if we go back to that excitement
we
felt when we first got into tech?
Oh, I love that. Remember that like aha moment.
Yeah, that spark of discovery
that
you get when you learn something new.
Yeah. Every new skill you learn,
every
new technology you explore.
It's a chance to expand your knowledge.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Open new possibilities.
It's like remembering why we got into this in the first place.
Exactly.
It was about the joy of creating.
Yeah. It wasn't about the stress.
Right.
It was about that passion that we had.
Right. And learning is not just about getting a job.
No. It's about keeping your mind sharp.
Right.
Staying engaged with the world.
Yeah.
Personal growth is a lifelong journey.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it alone.
Right.
Connect with others.
Yeah.
Find mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Join communities. Mm-hmm. Share your knowledge. Learn from others.
Yeah. It's amazing how much more fun it is when you have people to learn with.
Well,
tech can feel competitive, but...
It can be, but...
There's also a huge sense of community.
Yeah. There's a lot of collaboration.
You can share experiences.
Yeah.
Ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate each other's wins.
Exactly. And it makes the whole journey more rewarding.
For sure.
So to wrap things up...
Yeah.
If you're feeling that weight...
Yeah.
...of this constant evolution in tech...
Yeah.
Remember, you're not alone.
Yeah.
And your experience, your insights... Your resilience, those are valuable.
You got this.
You got this. Embrace the challenge.
Focus on your strengths.
Focus on your strengths.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of a growth mindset.
Love it. And if you stumble,
it's okay.
It's okay. It's all part of the process.
We've covered a lot today.
Yes, we have.
But I want to leave you with this.
Yes.
What one skill or technology will you focus on first?
That's a good question.
To navigate this crazy world.
Choose something that sparks your interest.
Yeah.
Something that aligns with your goals and just dive in.
Learning is a lifelong adventure.
It is.
It's never too late to embrace new challenges.
You got this.
You have so much knowledge and experience to draw from.
Yeah.
Use it.
Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
Don't be afraid.
The tech world is always changing.
It is.
But that means there's endless opportunities out there.
So go explore, learn.
Yeah.
Keep pushing the boundaries.
Keep learning.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening.
On this deep dive into tech fatigue.
Uh-huh.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay resilient.
And keep on learning.